quickly.
Uh-huh. And if you were talking about, and in the fact that he was sick,
mm-hmm.
would you say...
What happened?
Because you would want to know when it was that he...
took.
Uh-huh.
So suddenly. He must have taken suddenly.
Uh-huh. He must have taken sick.
Yeah.
Suddenly. Now, if a person, if you were talking about a person that was sick, you might say, well, now, he's sick in bed now, but he'll be up again by...
2 days. Or by...
Or...
Sunday or mm-hmm. something.
Would they ever say that he'll be all right by and by?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too, but we never hear it much anymore.
But you don't hear that much anymore.
No.
But in the old days, would
not
they
long, say... Not enough. Enough that I remembered it, but since you mentioned it, I remember they did say that. Oh, he'll be all right by and by.
Mm-hmm. Now,
but they don't use it anymore here.
Now, like talking about yourself, now that you have this cold, you'd say last week you...
Oh, just pure as could be, and can't understand why I had to have it so quick.
And would you say that you caught cold or took cold?
Caught.
You'd say last week I...
caught cold. Mm-hmm.
And now, then when you go like, what you've been doing, you say you have a little...
throat tickling.
Uh-huh. And then that causes you to...
cough. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were... sitting in the chair one night, you might start yawning and say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
dizzy or sick.
And if you weren't sick and you were just kind of tired, you might say, I'm feeling kind of
all let down.
And now if you went on and went to bed, you might say, now tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock I'll
be all right.
And if you were talking about when it is that you plan to get out of bed, you'd say that tomorrow morning I'll...
be all right.
And if someone came to visit and you had somebody staying with you, like when you used to have the preacher, somebody
mm-hmm.
came to see the preacher, you might say, well, he's still sleeping. I better go
call him.
And you needed to call him in order to wake.
Yeah, call him so that he can get up
and then you'll
get dressed for you.
And then you'll cause him to wake up.
Yeah. But,
now, if the doctor gave you some medicine and told you to be sure that you use that medicine, and then he saw the bottle and noticed it was still full. Now he might say, now Miss Gentry, why haven't you
used this medicine like I told you?
And now if he said,
why haven't you taken it?
And you might say, well, now doctor, yesterday I
took some
and
it didn't do any good and didn't take any more.
That's good. Now, if a person can't hear anything at all, you say that person is...
deaf.
Now, if you had been working hard, and you came in and you took your dress was all wet, you'd say, look how I...
have perspired. Or sweated.
Mm-hmm. Look how I...
sweated.
Now, that kind of sore that people get on them, that comes to a head.
Boil.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is